You are listening to Jaya Ashmore. You can find hundreds of meditations and talks on my websites, jayaashmore.org, jayaashmore.org, as well as opendharma.org, opendharma.org. All the recordings are offered in the tradition of generosity or dana, and your gifts are welcome. Thank you for listening. Welcome the body. Can you hear?
Is that working?
Just so simply welcome the body. The simple creature of the body and the mysterious vastness. So familiar to us, and yet we have no idea. What this is. So, kind of letting the body find its place and way of being on the ground. the way a cat finds that spot in the sun or the shade, the way a dog turns around a few times and then, or even the way water trickles, pours into a puddle or a pool in the ground. Whether lying or sitting, pouring into the ground. The Tibetan Buddhist instructions that I love for meditation posture. It's like having some grass or wheat that's been cut and is tied together, and so it can stand up, and then we untie it. Sitting or lying. Untying the body. What is this body? This body in our care. Not what we like and don't like about it. So resting into the ground. Resting into the back or the front or the bottom of the body, wherever feels more restful and alive for you. Or sometimes the sense of the whole body is what feels restful and alive. Sometimes the body and the space just around the body. openness. Whatever works for you. Acknowledging stillness. It's easy for us to be caught up and interested in how much is going on. And just to remember that we could also notice that somewhere there may be stillness. The mind is busy, the body is still. Or though there's thinking, there's something that notices thinking. Or sometimes it's as if there's a background or atmosphere of stillness, even though there's thinking and reactions. And just simply feeling that little bit of stillness or atmosphere of stillness. So we can practice not just attending to what comes in to our experience, the stuff that comes up, we can also feel a more subtle states and experiences, the absence of or the quality of stillness, the absence of movement as a quality of stillness. Even though the story goes on in my head and heart. The story is not all that is happening. Thinking and feeling about what I like and don't like, that is not all that is happening. And feeling, if you wish, in the body, how the body welcomes breathing. maybe feeling along the sides of the body where the movements of breath. Expand and contract, rise and fall. Under the arms, in the underarms, the sides of the rib cage. The sides of the waist. And maybe we can feel two layers of experience. The direct experience, that's here and gone. Subtle and obvious and exact and impossible to catch. And then we also have our mental version of breathing. The mind remembering, anticipating, and our attention often goes back and forth between how I think the breath is going to be and then back into direct experience, how it is. The mental version uses tension but is familiar. So the constant mental, the sometimes constant mental breath, my thinking how it's going to be, and even feeling how it's going to be, my imagined breath. That is often more usual and familiar, so something is more relaxed with this imagined, unreal, mental breath. But it also uses energy. There's tension in it. And then we discover again that the actual direct experience is already also going on. And is always unfamiliar because it's not my thought of it. It's always fresh. And there's no tension in making it up. It's already happening by itself. So something can be more relieved. I don't have to do it. It's doing itself. But sometimes, even in a very gentle breathing, the directness we're not used to. Coming into directness when you can, when it's possible. The body receiving breath. The body feeling breath. Directly. The beginning, the middle, the end, the in-between of this exhale. Something in you that is not in a hurry to get to the end of the exhale. That's ready for the whole ride. Without adding to it. Simply welcoming breath. How is your breath? What quality? Not as a measurement of anything. Just like we could stick our hand into water and say it's warm or cool. Still or moving, and that's all. And there can be a meeting of hand and water. Breath and body, welcome. How are you? You are welcome. Body and breath, not two different things, not one same thing exactly. You and breath and body. Not exactly three different things. Whatever it is, how is it? What's the temperature? Feeling with tenderness. Not trying to achieve an idea of being neutral. So just like if I put my bare hand in the water, I can feel it better. I can take off the scientist's glove. How is it just now? Whatever it is. As if you're maybe sitting under a huge starry sky. Somewhere where you feel not just safe, but a flow by yourself or with another person. And you have access. How is it? There's this hope and that fear and that shame and that excitement or whatever there is. Not necessarily to give a name. Sometimes it's helpful to name it or name all that you find. And sometimes just to let it have room and be present, be allowed, welcome home. Home on the planet under the huge starry sky, small and big. And alongside the hope and fear and shame and excitement, in a space where maybe we can feel that whatever problems I have are relatively small and also have their importance and a way to work with it. What else is here? I know I'm alive, maybe, somehow. I know I have needs. Some of them I like, some of them I don't like. Maybe. I know there may be ways that I block my life. Okay. And what else? It's all allowed. the secret joy, the blank. I don't know what I want in my life. There's space, there's room. It's a human and even necessary part of human being. And then my really secret wish or love or aspiration. All of that may be here, and there may be room for it, even if my thinking mind can't hold it all at once. I can't think it all at once, but here it is, all of that, just like everybody else. Power and gifts and loss. Potential, very much beyond imagination. So just for a while, meeting your life in whatever way feels most real, whether it's a body sensation, or a sense of meeting you or your potential. The breath, the feet, the secret wish. So it could be just feeling the breath in the sides of the body, for example, and still leaving room that there's also thinking and emotion and history and the rest of the body, and a sense that I know I'm alive somehow. And if that sense of knowing aliveness brings you to a place in your body, maybe the lower belly, then that might be a good place to be. The physical place with room for that, okay, aliveness comes across here somehow. I don't know exactly what life is, but I know I'm alive. There's a hum of aliveness. Just staying quietly in one place for a while, whether it's with the secret wish or the sides of the body breathing or the lower belly alive. not excluding all else, but just staying with and staying open, if possible. The recognition that all of that experience you did not create. All of that experience is here, happening live, here and gone. Can be felt. Is human, and you did not create it. Maybe this can be relaxing. You don't have to create something. There's enough to go on. Already enough to feel and the capacity to feel. The sides of the body breathing, the feet, the contact with the ground, whatever helps you more. So you may notice yourself trying too hard. A human experience. And you could feel that personally, how it is in your body. What's the energy of that? The texture? The atmosphere? What shape? And then back to something more simple. The lower belly alive. For example. Or you notice the mind thinking about some other place and time. And a voice inside says, "Oh, I was distracted." And there may be anger or sadness or frustration. Because we assume that the mind going to another place in time is wrong. And wrong is a mark against me. And we can feel how that feels in the body, how that atmosphere is in the mind, that shape, that texture, human experience. And then back to where you go back to, the sides of the body breathing, the lower belly, for example. The openness. Feeling how wrong feels in the body. The experience of wrongness. And then let it go with compassion. And feeling how trying to be right feels in the body, in the mind. Then let it go with tenderness. Even feeling how it is when I think I've got it right. The rightness, how does that feel in the body, in the mind? And then back to life. Back to what else is happening other than the ideas of right and wrong. When I'm relatively relaxed and free from that pressure and disappointment, the tension that I might get it wrong or I might get it right, and then I'd be okay or not okay. That pressure and tension, when that's relatively less, how does that feel in the body, in the mind? Where are you? Where's the center of gravity? What's the texture or atmosphere? And sometimes from that relatively free, relatively relaxed, relatively giving up on being right and wrong, as a step I have to take before I can live. Giving up on that game or test. When we're relatively free from right and wrong thinking and pressure and shame, we can enjoy that relative freedom. How is it in the body? And we can sometimes feel for a secret wish, a secret love. If this were my life, I would. when we can sometimes even slightly feel the secret wish or love or knowing of what's precious in life, where the juice is for you. Even a little bit, feeling how that is in the body, in the mind, the atmosphere, the texture. Even when you're not sure what exactly you wish for or love, but just even feeling permission to wish, to be moved by life. That willingness, how does it feel? In the body, in the mind, texture, atmosphere. Song. May all beings be at peace, happily devoted to the momentum towards awakening for all, including ourselves.